Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Five, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon, and it's hot. Oh, man. Well, I know officially it's like 92, but you step outside, it's the soup again. It feels hot. But not to worry. Tomorrow is actually going to be hotter by about 10 degrees. We're looking at hitting the century mark, 100-plus degrees, and heat index makes it feel, I think, if I did the math correctly, 287. I don't know if that's Celsius or Fahrenheit or Kelvin or whatever it is. Anyway, we're going to have some fun today. We've got a lot of stuff we have to deal with. I know there's some bad news that I've just gotten from the world of NASCAR. Richmond Raceway is losing a race, and you and I got to talk about that, because whether you like racing or not, that's a lot of money that comes into Central Virginia. So we're going to have to mobilize one way or another to deal with that. Fun stuff? Absolutely. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band is going to be with us at 5:33. The whole group, KC and the Sunshine Band, coming to Meadow Event Park in Doswell this Saturday. That is August the 31st. Handful of tickets still left over at AfterHoursConcertSeries.com. AfterHoursConcertSeries.com. I'll keep reminding you of that because, quite frankly, I don't want you to miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And my buddy Matt Krieger does such a wonderful job over there, and I just want it to be a fully packed house. Let's talk right off the bat here about the NASCAR situation. Bunch of people right now are going, Jeff, I don't care. I don't go to the races. I don't like what NASCAR's become. I don't care about this, blah, 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 blah. All right. How about the money that comes to town? How about the millions and millions and millions of dollars that comes to town with each and every NASCAR race? How about the jobs? Because your neighbors and mine get paid for working over at Richmond Raceway and doing things throughout Central Virginia for these two NASCAR races. Maybe you're involved in that. In fact, why don't you, if you are involved directly, a little more directly, can you shoot me a text? The Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Richmond Raceway, next year, losing the spring race. Apparently, what's happening, NASCAR is relocating a race to Mexico City. Why? Well, better question, I suppose, would be why not? After all, there's a growing audience. There's a growing audience in certain population groups and certain demographics for NASCAR, right? Has to be. Any business of any sort, especially something the size of NASCAR, for goodness sakes, has analyzed this six ways to Sunday. My question, and I am not a racing expert, so you can call it into question, I suppose, but why could you not just add a race? If you want to do this whole Mexico City thing, why would you take one race away from Richmond and give it to Mexico City? Why would you not add Mexico City? Is there an option that this becomes a Mexico City race where each and every year a different track gives up a race? I don't know the answers to it. I know there are people who are listening going, oh, you are out of your mind. That's not the way this works. That's okay. But there's got to be some way to handle this. There's something that you and I have to be able to do to get on board and try and fix this. Germ, obviously, we've got to reach out for Lori Warren over at Richmond Raceway. Now, I am reading all of the news accounts, so if you get the, hey, she's not talking about this, I understand. I understand. But my question really, really is what happens now? Do we or do we not have the opportunity, the option somehow to get the race back. And I do want you to think not just about the race, but about the people impacted by the race. And I don't want you to think even about the guys who are racing or the guys on their crews. I want you to think about your neighbor down the street who has some sort of a job that involves the races. This is apparently the first time since 1958 that Richmond will not have hosted two races. Since 1958. Richmond Raceway, formerly RIR, Richmond International Raceway, has hosted two NASCAR races each and every year. Exception being COVID. Obviously, as the world shut down, a whole bunch of stuff shut down. But with those exceptions, we in Central Virginia have hosted two races each and every year. Let me see. The June race. I mean, I wish I could tell you that this was something that is still in the works. But NASCAR announced that the June 15th race would, in fact, take place in Mexico City. Quote, "This is a historic moment for our sport and specifically for the NASCAR Cup Series in being able to expand our footprint to Mexico." That is the executive vice president of NASCAR. "We've been bold about our intentions to grow on a global scale, and there isn't a better place to take the next step in that journey than the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez road course in Mexico City." Wow. What does that mean? Well, Kennedy says, that's this guy, "There has certainly been a journey for us on the scheduling front. Our next opportunity was to expand internationally, and we said we've wanted to do this for a long time, but we also needed to make sure it was the right time, the right partners, and the right location, and Mexico City checked every box." My pals over the Henrico Citizen, Mr. Lapp and the gang, they reported that $169 million was generated in economic impact for the region. That's a lot of money. In addition to that, and this is where all the government people ought to be up in arms, $42 million in tax revenue. Will Henrico County that happily, that easily, bid $42 million in tax revenue goodbye? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What about the other counties? Because you and I both know people, they may bring the campers and the RVs and stuff to the track out on Laburnum Avenue, and Henrico gets that kiss. But there are plenty of people staying in hotels all throughout Central Virginia, throughout other counties. This is a lot of money. Let me do the rough math for you. $200 million that is going to be lost as a result of this NASCAR race heading south, being held down in Mexico City. All right. Well, we're going to have to see what is going to happen. Again, I'm going to remind you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to hit me up on that. Put it down on your calendar. September the 10th, Bill O'Reilly is going to be back. It's been a while since O'Reilly's been here, and I'm happy to say he'll be back. September the 10th, very important day. Well, a lot of people like September the 10th because, as you know, September the 9th is my birthday. And the stores get crowded and people don't know what to get me. But by September the 10th, it's the excitement has gone. And people can get back to their regular ways of life. So KC from KC and the Sunshine Band joining us at 5:33. Make sure that you are joining me for that. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.